Number two, July the 11th, 1993. Thank you.
The reason that we have to do this is we're moving into second phase. Now, as a question comes, well, how many phases? Well, it depends on which phase you're in of which phase. In this area, we're getting ready to move into next phase. You have begun, and you have begun to lay your foundation upon which you can accept abundance and head off in a direction with your various projects. Began to do, quote, business, prosper, whatever comes in this phase. But you had to come a long way, didn't you, before you could even operate properly a corporation. And some of you still are not quite there. EJ's got a real headache. You see, the way that funding usually flows, especially when everything gets just right in that rollover, incredible, stupid market, and I'm talking about the marketplace, not your market, just put that aside, and just one of the games to fool you. When things do begin to happen, they happen big. And let us just suppose it happens the way it probably will. And you get all of those which have already been approved. And a week from Thursday, they say, okay, we're ready to fund. Here's your $342 million. Let's do the paperwork. Get all the paperwork back to me. And Friday morning comes the other side, and they say, okay, we're ready to put the $342 million in your bank accounts. We need the paperwork. Where are the projects? Let's shift the money, get it distributed, get started. That is a problem. And it is such a problem that we've got to get rid of these nitpicking, nasty, time-consuming lawsuits. I no longer have any interest in what happens to Mr. Green. Mr. Green had his opportunity time after time after time to sort this out and make it right. Gene is going to run out of time to attend this dribble. You needed the experience. Until funding is available, you would need the income that could come from some of the damage claims. Pardon her a minute. Confound, I guess she doesn't like to talk about lawyers. That's all right. You ones are moving into a new era where the lawyers are having more fun than anyone at the other half of the lawyers. There's a difference between lawyers and defenders of the law. Thank you. I think we were talking about money, and that always chokes her up. We'd learn not to yell at you once, like the preacher. But confounded, I get passionate about it. I don't like to see you walk over there and jump off in the volcano. Thank you. There are several reasons for that. You ones who have been through an intensive training program, whether or not you realize it, whether or not you're here, makes no difference. Makes zero difference. This was the first thing that ones had to realize, was that you don't have to gather under the mother chicken's wings. That there must be mother chickens in other places. And that you have to mature. It is not as simple as sitting cross-legged around a fire and waiting for knowledge to open up. You may know in the blink of an eye, but you're going to spend a lot of time over here before that eye blinks doing your work. Does that mean that ones who just sit and wait are going to make it? Of course not. Maybe that's their job. But again, that's not your problem. And I realize that it's very hard for you to see your purpose, because no matter what your purpose is, it's like Dorma, she's still waiting for her purpose. She's real sick of writing books. Be glad when that purpose shows up. And yet I will guarantee you that Rod and Sandy and their family are rejoicing this day. They turned on the irrigation system and it worked. And in spite of having nothing with which to work, they managed to get a pump working and an irrigation system, and your spelt is watered. And it's right at harvest. Right at harvest. And so your purpose begins to come a little more clearly defined. Is there just to sit out on that farm and raise felt? No. But obviously it's part of it, isn't it? You had to learn. How do you put together a survival system? And why does it have to be spelt? Why can't we grow hybrid something? Because if the growing fields go, you don't have any seed left in those silos. It's been shipped out of your country. You need something that will grow. Something basic that can give you sustenance. Our friend is working on something so that it will not be so important if you don't have potassium iodide in case of radiation. Much healthier for the body. And it will be very simple. A little iodine, a little baking soda, a little salt, and a little cream of tartar in good water. And in the process, your brain will tell you that, Maybe something like that in a filtering system would also clean out radiation. Because why would we be doing this? What is potassium iodide for? It is for your thyroid. Because it collects radioactivity. In the case that you irradiated, and this is going to get to be more and more the fact of the matter as these ultraviolet rays impact you, regardless of what happens, you're going to need to change a little bit from the regular water that you intake to some of this electrolytic balanced water. You were given a basic little recipe for radiation sickness and dehydration. One of the prime symptoms is diarrhea and dehydration, vomiting. And you can drink and drink and drink and drink, and it'll just enhance the diarrhea. It'll just filter right through the membranes and into the gut. You need cellular balance. Does this mean you're going to have to sit around and drink this nasty tasting water stuff? No. But you may find that you like it because it's something that the body craves. A balanced substance. And if you could change to something like this on a full-time schedule, your ladies would stop swelling up at the ankles and all of those things that happen. Because as hormones change, cellular fluids change, and they are retained, and they are let go, and all of these problems. And these hormones impact the smooth membranes. But you're doing pretty well, like you are. And you cannot absorb all of the lessons in one afternoon. And that's what most ones want to do, you know. I'm going to come and grace you with my presence, sir. I only have 20 minutes, so could you cover it all? Right fast, and I have to go. I don't want to hear anything that I don't want to hear, but I want the whole thing. It's worse than that on the radio. You've got like a minute and a half. I don't want to know much, just the whole working mechanism of the cosmos. And I have a break in 30 seconds. And then most of the hosts of those programs will interrupt you for half of that with their opinion. Well, why have bothered to ask me if you already know? Because I'm not going to change your mind. You've already made up your mind. I don't even subject my speaker to that anymore. There are so many excellent ones to interview until these legal things are settled. Because they just go from one to the other of the programming hosts where we had really good rapport. And we still have good rapport, and we will keep it that way. For instance, Sam Russell, there are at least four just waiting until Hatton comes on again. And then they're just going to butcher my scribe. Why would we do that when better information, more confirmed resource would come from Wes Miller? And I think I handled that really well, don't you, Rick? Now we'll move right into Wes Miller. You're getting your confirmation.
Okay, Wes.
How you doing?
Today is Thursday, July 8th. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Fine.
So what's up?
Well, first of all, I want to ask you this question. What are your papers still reporting the mystery flu?
Well, I don't think we had anything in this last paper because there was nothing new to report. But we're reporting things as they occur. We just, the last word we had was our last conversation, and Ed Young decided not to run that particular one because there wasn't a whole lot new in it. So we're just kind of waiting and seeing, I guess.
How about in your local newspapers or your media?
Oh, we don't hear anything.
Okay. Well, death toll's up to 22. We just had another person, 12 miles from Gallup, die in Jones Ranch area. My concern is that there seems to be pretty much a news shutdown on this whole thing, and I think that when it first broke out, I think that you probably got a lot of information. And now you're not getting very much information at all, right?
Only these phone calls with you.
Okay. So let me update. There's now about 36 confirmed cases. Okay?
Okay.
There's 23 deaths, but they just had a death in East Texas that they are suspecting is the mystery flu. And, I'm going to read you something from our local paper, the Gallup Independent.
Okay.
I think that Pond had mentioned that all 50 states were being affected by this outbreak of the bat virus in the spring. And to show just how massively you're not getting told what's going on, I'm quoting directly from the paper. This is from Tyler, Texas, Associated Press. He said that over the past month, quoting from a guy in Texas named Taylor, who works at the health department there in Texas, as many as 20 suspected cases have been reported in Texas, but they have been either discounted by laboratory tests or no specimens were available from victims. Some cases are still under investigation, he said. So as you can see, Texas is getting hit pretty good, but they're not reporting anything. And that would mean that there's over 50 victims, and that would be their first. They would have had several deaths over there in Texas. Like I said, there's still a lot of activity here, amazing activity here in Gallup and the surrounding areas. The death toll continues to climb. The cases are now being reported in Bernalillo County in Albuquerque, which is the most populated, densely populated area of New Mexico. They've had two or three cases there in Albuquerque, so now they were reporting in the paper this morning in the Albuquerque Journal that it seems to be not just the problem with the reservation, but it's becoming urbanized, and it hits the problem all over the state of New Mexico, not just in the reservation area. I saw an interesting t-shirt last night. This is the way people are thinking in this area. There's a lot of upset, angry people. And there's a lot of people that are still asleep. They're not paying attention to what's going on. But I saw a shirt last night that said mystery flu on the front. And it showed a mouth. It's kind of a character of a mouth. And kind of like that. We don't believe this theory at all. And on the back it says, my butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of people just flat out not believe what the government's telling them about the deer mouth. They have come out now and stated that they thought it was the dry sprouts. of the deer mouse that was primarily the cause of this new form of hantavirus. And I want to emphasize new form. They never said it was the hantavirus exactly. They said it was a new form of it, which doesn't explain where the mutation came in. But now they're saying it's fresh urine that is causing this. But I have talked to a witness. I have a few more eyewitnesses now, and there's a couple of people helping me do some investigation now. So I talked to these people firsthand. One is it was special forces in the military. Okay?
What was?
The person I talked to last night was in special forces.
Okay.
So he should recognize strange military activities, right?
Yes.
First thing he noticed is the plane that they've all been spotting that is black color. It's not a plane, a normal, it's a very dark colored plane. It's very hard to even spot. You can only see it against the stars or when the moon's out.
Can you hang on 1 second, Wes?
Yes.
The Phoenix.
Rick?
Yes.
It's Karen.
Hi.
By any chance does Sandy Twain exist?
Life goes on.
But,
no problem.
Do you remember where you were?
Yeah. Did you have any questions so far, or did you want to start questioning?
No, just keep going.
Okay. So you want to start again?
The plane?
Okay, the plane was spotted in black color, and obviously the person from Special Forces, since it was so quiet, he said he thought he heard them. So the next time it made a pass, which was obviously in a grid, flying this grid at her, next time it passed, he also lives down, south down. Obviously, when it came back again, he was out there looking for it, and it was very hard to spot. Finally spotted it, and he said, you know, when you hear something funny, when you hear even the slightest noise, having been in special services, take note of it, more so than any other normal person would, you know?
I'm sure.
So he said, wow, he says, what military do? What are they up to? This is not kosher. This is not normal. So he knew something was going on. As it turned out, he was hunting on two other occasions in the mountains in the area and also spotted the plane a couple of occasions. Also, some helicopter activity. We now have evidence that the stealth fighter may be that plane. We don't know for 100% sure, but we know that it has also been reported as a jet aircraft flying very, very slow. And the stealth fighter can't do that, where, you know, a normal jet has to fly at a certain speed or it just drops like a rock. And the stealth fighter, like I said, was designed for this biological purpose. It's not generally known, but that's one of the uses of a stealth fighter. Now, we're not getting the stealth fighter flying over Gallup. It hasn't happened since this happened. We're not seeing that anymore. The last reported sighting of a stealth fighter was a couple of weeks before the outbreak, which I think came out on May 20th, around in that area. But whereas we kept seeing it all the way from August, September of 92 into 93, quite often flying low over the Gallup area, we're not seeing it anymore. And so if they were flying a normal routine over this area, why aren't they doing it anymore? We also know that there was spraying going on. Now we understand spraying was going on as early as October of 92. So it's even a little bit sooner than I had first, when I first did the research on it. We knew that there was spraying in February, but now back to October from an eyewitness account. The person in Special Services, Special Forces, came right out blatantly and said that I know that this is a germ warfare thing because that was part of his job. He was in germ warfare. He was in biological warfare. He did that. He said, I recognized immediately when this outbroke that the military or some sort of military, he still has a hard time believing it is our military, but he said he knew it was a military project of some sort and it did it by some kind of either chemical or biological weapons. Okay? Now, I've got real good information about the Centers for Disease Control, but before I go to that point, have your kids at all reported the Japanese Buddhist holy man that came to the United States with his associate to investigate the mystery flu?
No.
This was not even reported to you in your local papers?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't have the person's name. We did talk to six associates from Japan who came out to the Gallup area. There's a weekly article in Japan where a Japanese American writes an article, and they're very interested in the Navajo people. So they do a weekly article in the papers in Japan, a syndicated thing. When the mystery flu out broke, this Japanese gentleman decided to find out what one of their very reverend holy men had to say about it, you know, being that he's like I said, very reverent and considered holy, and has some sort of psychic ability. He was brought to the Los Angeles area. He's blind. They asked him, you know, they gave him a map. Obviously, he couldn't see it. And he told him what he thought about the mystery flu. There was two areas he pinpointed on the map, which he indicated is where the mystery flu started. This holy man stated very clearly that it was caused by unnatural causes. In other words, it was definitely man-made causes. He indicated it might have had something to do with maybe transmission lines or the fact that there's a lot of power plants in the area here. So we knew exactly what area that these Japanese gentlemen had a map, very detailed map, and we went out to the exact location where they pinpointed it, about 32 miles north of Gallup, okay? And we went out to the area. There's an honest sausage room there, and all three of us that were involved in this investigation felt a pressure on us. We felt, you know how we would sit in a car on a hot day, maybe have the windows up, and we didn't have any air conditioning, you know how hot that sensation would be?
Yeah.
Well, we had the air conditioning on, we had the windows up, but we were traveling very slowly, and we all felt a very, very warm sensation at that time. We felt that maybe we were actually being watched by satellite. You know, we know they have that ability to actually pinpoint targets on the ground. So we don't know what happened, but we had a very weird feeling about it. It was just out in the middle of nowhere, and there really wasn't anything there except for the on-the-side run. But to finish up Jesse's story, he said, and this is something that I was going to ask you if Platon has said anything, because I have got that information yet, but he said Mr. Blue is now the bee, and it's being transmitted by the bee. Well, that's the only indication from any source that we've had in this help of this particular holy man of anything about bee. Are you aware of anything like that, Rick?
Can you repeat what you just said?
This Japanese Buddhist holy man says that the mystery flu is in, as far as he's concerned, it's in the bees and being transmitted by the bees.
By the bees?
Yeah, bees.
That's interesting.
Yeah, now I haven't seen where Hassan said anything about that, and
Hold
it. Ponder a minute. They have been spraying in a grid pattern. It isn't just bees. On the other hand, how are things cross-pollinated by predominantly the bees? This means that if you have contamination on the stamen of the plant flowers, when the bee tries to feed, is going to cling. And this is where this would be transmitted, not as much through a bee sting, for instance, as through it just being a carrier of substance to leave it off somewhere else. If you can get a bee infected, it could inject a poison simply because of its presence. But the mechanism of transfer by bite or sting would be unlikely through a bee. You've got something that will literally transfer through membrane easily. That means it's going to be in a base of something similar to what they would have used to take out Wiltshire, and that is this doorknob. It's a casually codenamed doorknob something or other. Basically, what you have done is put the poison or the substance in a base that is instantly, when touched, absorbed through the membranes, through the skin, through whatever. So go ahead, please. That's where your bees and your insects would come in.
Commander, would that go into the honey that they make?
I don't believe that it would transfer too easily. It could transfer more easily from you.